Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Vaccine 411, the latest coronavirus vaccine information for January 13th, 2022. A report says around 458 local, state, tribal, and federal law enforcement officers died in the line of duty in 2021, an increase of 55% and the most since 1930. 301 of those were COVID-related, making that the leading cause of death. That was also true in 2020 when at least 182 officers died of the virus. You'll notice that even as the vaccines open up to new, younger groups of people, the vaccination numbers in our daily report don't seem to move very much. Authorities are starting to worry about alarmingly low vaccination rates in U.S. kids 5 to 11. As of Tuesday, just over 17% were fully vaccinated, more than 2 months after shots became available to that age group. More good news coming out of wastewater. This time it's Boston's. COVID samples from that city's wastewater are trending sharply downward, suggesting the region is past the peak of the Omicron wave. The average number of coronavirus RNA copies per milliliter has dropped by over 40% in recent days. However, levels are still higher than levels found during previous surges. Remember the Delta variant? You should, because it's still very much around and doing the damage it's always done. The director of the CDC said most reported COVID deaths in the U.S. are still from Delta, not Omicron. Officials are monitoring deaths over the next several weeks to measure the impact of Omicron on mortality. People in the public eye are still learning that others are watching what they do throughout this pandemic. The UK Prime Minister apologized after admitting he attended a bring-your-own-booze Downing Street garden party in May of 2020. He said he thought it was a work event at the time. Office employees were invited to make the most of the lovely weather and have some socially distanced drinks in the garden at a time when large outdoor gatherings were banned. In the United States, cases were up 159%, deaths are up 51%, and hospitalizations are up 79% over 14 days. The 7-day average of new cases has been trending up since December 14th. The five states that had the most daily deaths per 100,000 are Indiana, Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Maryland. There are now over 20 million active cases in the United States at 20,672,722. The five areas with the greatest increase in hospitalizations per capita, the U.S. Virgin Islands, 466%, Puerto Rico, 286%, Louisiana, 268%, Florida, 235%, and Alabama, 177%. The top 10 areas with the highest number of recent cases per capita, according to the New York Times, Teton, Wyoming, Miami-Dade, Florida, Greensville, Virginia, Pitkin, Colorado, Summit, Utah, Tom Green, Texas, Providence, Rhode Island, Rolette, North Dakota, New York City, New York, and Logan, Illinois. There have been at least 843,624 deaths in the U.S. recorded as COVID-related. The top three vaccinating states by percentage of population that's been fully vaccinated, Vermont at 78.3%, Rhode Island at 77.3%, and Maine at 76.5%. The bottom three vaccinating states are Wyoming at 48%, Alabama at 48.1%, and Mississippi at 48.8%. The percentage of the U.S. that's been fully vaccinated is 62.6%. Globally, cases were up 145% and deaths up 2% over 14 days, with the 7-day average trending up since October 15th. There are now over 49 million active cases around the world at 49,193,972. The five countries with the most new cases, the United States, 814,494, France, 361,719, India, 241,976, Italy, 196,224, and Spain, 179,125. There have been 5,510,327 deaths reported as COVID-related worldwide. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Vaccine 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Vaccine 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.